I have my strategic business development guy sitting next to me, and he says, no, I have some good plans. So hopefully they will come out with something.
Oh, we'll be very happy if you can find a good way of putting this money to use and generate the ROE that you're generating.
Actually, we are looking for opportunities, and let's hope we are able to strike some gold.
Yeah, okay. My second question was, until last year, we've seen margins improving at EBITDA level, and the guidance or the indications was the margins would sustain to improve to the 28-30% level. Now this year, of course, because of these issues and the increase in cost that you mentioned, margin improvement has not happened. In fact, margins has actually declined. How do you see the trend going forward, assuming things come back to say, to normal level?
I think margin levels have not come down. If you take quarter two of current quarter with the corresponding quarter, your profit after tax as a ratio to sales have literally grown from 14% to 18%, almost about 4% point improvement.
No, I meant at the operating level, EBITDA level.
No, even if you take at EBITDA level, it has gone up from 26-27% to 30%, almost about 3% improvement in this quarter.
That's a good point, actually, Gundu has made. And actually, we have touched 30%.
Okay. So, we see this trend continuing, improvement trend continuing
the
second half?
The availability and improvement in the product mix. It should improve, and then we are also in the process of now streamlining. So overall, the profitability should improve.
And some indication of profitability in the first half for the consumer healthcare division, has it improved or has it remained similar?
Why, if you see consumer health, its performance has not been improved. If there was a growth in the consumer health, then we would have seen a significant improvement in the profitability. Unfortunately, that has not happened.
Okay. Thanks, Keval. That's all from my end.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Argal, for your question. Next in line is Mr. Ranjit Kapadia from Prabhudas Leeladhar.
There's a follow-up question regarding the raw material. We said that the import from China has gone up. Now, from 1st July, the Chinese government is reducing the duty, the export incentive, which are of the order of around 13%. So will it have a further impact on the raw material?
I think it will have some impact on our imports because, actually speaking, because of the Chinese Olympics, there is a pressure from the provincial governments on almost all the API manufacturers and the bulk drug manufacturers to improve their environmental EHS, this one, and also the water treatment because it's affected a lot of the general public. So. Because of that, one of three or four of our chemicals what we import, the costs have gone up almost about 200%, 300%. So really, it's a question of time for us to just look at the other sources of supply, etc. I think we will have little bit impact on our material consumption going forward.
But the material cost as a percentage of sales is likely to go up in that case?
Yes, it marginally it will go up.
And how much is the import from China as a percentage of raw material, as a percentage of total raw material?
Most of the raw materials, or bulk of the raw materials are coming from China.
Okay. So it will have a significant impact?
Some few percentage points it will have impact on our operating income.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kapadia. Participants who wish to ask any further questions are requested to press star and one on their push button phones. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, you are requested to press star and one now. Our next question comes from Mr. Sameer Baisiwala from Morgan Stanley.
Hi, good evening. Admittedly, the regulatory framework is not exactly very helpful or friendly to innovator companies. But
in your assessment, when do you see earliest launching patented products in India?
Actually, one or two companies, like for example, Roche has already launched one patented product. They got a patent, but they are launching that. And hopefully, if we get a patent, we would be in a position to launch that product immediately.
So what can you say about the pipeline or the patents that you have already filed for?
We really don't discuss our pipeline of patented products, but we strongly feel that whatever we have filed for patents, we have a strong case of getting it.
Okay, no, I ask this because it's a very public information, because people track your patents pipeline right from phase 2 clinicals, so I don't think there's...
We have a very good, Pfizer has a very good pipeline. In fact, most of its Pfizer pipeline are very strong in phase 1 and phase 2. And I think it has one of the strongest pipeline in that phase.
Are there products launched by the parent company in US and Europe which would qualify for patent here in India?
Already launched or likely
no,
to launch?
Likely to be launched as a patent product, but it's launched elsewhere by the parent company.
You mean to say, are the products which have been already launched in, say, US?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay. So, so do you think realistically it could be within a year's time that you'd
definitely,
get...
Definitely. Definitely. We are very positive about that.
Okay. And the second question is about, is there a, anything that you can update us, whether the parent company, to what extent, wants to leverage the Indian entity for manufacturing outsourcing?
I don't know really it's specific to Indian entity, Pfizer Limited, but I think every multinational company is looking for an opportunity to see how they can leverage as far as cost is concerned for doing manufacturing activities in India. So with, whether that will happen with the listed company or will happen with third parties, it's too early to say.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Baisiwala, for your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, please press star and one on your push-button phones. For any questions, participants are requested to press star and one now. As there are no more questions, I would now like to hand over the conference over to Mr. Keval Handa. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, really, for participating in this conference. I know we didn't really turn out a good results for this quarter, but very hopeful that there would be a positive trend. I've been in the field last week, and I have seen that both our prescriber base and the prescriptions have increased. So we have working and cross-functional teams in three or four great challenging areas. Expanding our geographical reach, expanding our therapeutical portfolio, and I'm very sure that as we move forward, we would be in a position to turn out better results than what we have done in this quarter. Thank you once again for participating in this conference call.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. We thank you for your participation and for using Tata Indicom's conferencing services. You may please disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant evening.
Thank you, Roshan. Let's go.